Ready?
Yeah. Am I okay?
Right, is the water warm enough?
Yep. Bit hot.
It's a bit hot?
Yeah, but I don't mind it.
Well, the house isn't very warm, so I thought a nice warm bath.
Oh.
And I've just had one.
No, the freezing water we had.
Yes.
Okay. Every time you put it on me, it tickled.
Tickled on it. It wasn't really warm. It wasn't cold water, but it wasn't very warm, was it? Tepid. Lukewarm, that's the word.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Luke is warm.
I bet your friend Luke when he gets his jumper on. Lukewarm. No, that'd be Duke. Luke Hart, wouldn't it? Luke Hart.
Luke the Duke.
Is
it Luke? Mum, my neck's always dry and I need to wash my neck.
Yeah. And your neck is a place that can get grubby. But it needs a good wash.
It always tells me when it needs a wash.
Who tells you?
My neck.
I thought you said somebody told you when your neck needed a wash. Who told you your neck needed washing?
Who did? Come on, kid.
Did they? Who told you that?
You.
Oh, well, I do. I'm always telling you to get your neck washed.
I always know it. It's okay if I clear my head as well.
Yes, because I'm going to wash your hair anyway in a minute. I've just washed mine.
Water on my hair.
Okay. Well, it's all right. If you want to wet your hair, that saves me a job, Tom.
Ew, just wet it again.
Doesn't it? Save me wetting it.
I'll wet me a bit. Ew, it's better with no flour. Well, I've got half of it full. I'm going to name you a flip water on you.
Present?
I'm going to name you a flip water on you.
No, you don't flip water on
me. You can't really have a water fight.
Yes, but we're not having a water fight.
We're having a bath fight.
No, we're not. You're having a bath and I drying my hair. That's not having a water fight, is it?
But if you're going to name me, I might flip water on you.
Does that feel nice?
What hair look like?
Wet. It's a lot darker
when it's wet. I
should think it's
peculiar.
It feels peculiar?
Yeah.
Say it again.
I feel peculiar.
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 Peculiar. Peculiar, that's right. I've not heard you say peculiar before.
I have.
Have you?
I've just heard it. What's stinky glue?
Thomas.
My back always needs to wash. Oh, this one is always there. You do the soap, don't you?
Yes.
And then I do the washing.
That's right, you can do the rinsing.
This is a good job. I'm not doing it faster than you, am I?
Yeah, it doesn't matter as long as you get your hair all wet. So you don't take as long to wash it, will it? Is it going in your eyes?
No. I can blink if it goes in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at me now. My hair's going down on my eyes.
Yeah. Enjoying swimming, Thomas?
Yes. Now I can swim on my back.
Can you?
I'm a high tide's four now.
High tide's four, what's that?
The floor goes up and I'm on high tide one now. And I was on high tide one and now I'll come back. And I go high tide one and then four and then three and then two and then zero. When you're on zero, you can swim on your own.
Oh, I see.
About the teachers.
And you?
And then you go to the diving pool.
Yeah.
I go to the diving pool, the race pool, and then don't go in the baby pool.
Yeah.
And then you can swim around the water under the water under the plane water.
Water, not water.
Well, that's the water.
Water.
Whiskey.
Whiskey? Whiskey, I think.
Blah.
Whiskey.
If you see me moving about, if you're at my swimming lessons, I'm trying and I'm learning.
Well, Daddy takes you swimming, doesn't he, on Saturday mornings? And Mummy usually gets lots of cleaning done when you go back to the house.
Yeah, because we mess it up.
And then you come back and mess it up, yeah. So at least I know it's been done. But one Saturday, I shall come and have a look and see what you do when you're swimming with Daddy.
If you see me swimming right at the front, that means I'm just practicing.
Oh, I see.
I'm not going swimming.
Well, you're going to have to do a lot of practice then to be able to swim, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a tall boy, but you're a young boy, Tommy.
The other people in my class are four.
Oh, they're four, yes. But this is what I mean.
They do four things.
Four things. But this is what I mean, you're only...
We're about to wait, Dad and you, it's nearly home time.
By the time what, love?
Time I want to wave to Dad, yeah. It's nearly home time.
The time you wave to Daddy, is it?
Yeah. Tremendous.
But this is it, you're having swimming lessons on Saturday mornings with Daddy, aren't you?
Did you see that?
You're playing with a clothes peg in the water, aren't you?
Did you see that?
I did. Do you want me to wipe your eyes, Tom?
No.
You're all
blink,
right.
Blink, blink.
Is that what they tell you to do, swimming? Blink, blink, blink?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a big rocket, isn't it?
It's like a rocket when it springs up. You're clipping the peg to the bath handle, aren't you? The handle on the side of the bath. So it pings off and flies.
And when the water buzzes off, that's the fire. I can only go near a cloud of minder.
The minder?
Ow, my finger.
Did you say you were the minder?
The mender. I was just showing you how to hurt your finger.
Right, the mender's hurt his finger.
I was demonstrating. You don't hurt your finger.
You're demonstrating. Yeah. Don't scratch that metal, Thomas.
Why not?
Do it on this, that's much better. No, but you're going to scratch that. So how many are having swimming lessons, Thomas, in the swimming class?
Six.
16? No, there aren't as many as 16. I think Daddy said last week there were 8.
No, they're not. They're just splitting it up.
All right, because the other day Daddy said there were 8 of you. And 2 teachers, so the teacher took, one teacher took 4 children and another teacher took 4 children.
And you should show you how you do it. You said you can do it in your back. Right. Stretch out, Mum. I swimmed.
You did too, didn't you? So did you say you could do it in your bath? You could practice in the bath?
Yes,
I think you could do the bigger bath.
I can't even swim.
But it's hard to swim in the bath, isn't it? And do you have to wear your rubber ring or your armband? No, do you have are they giving you a float?
Yeah.
Is it like a piece of polystyrene, something like that?
It's called
sausage.
It's like this, then it goes...
Like that, do you?
Yeah.
The thing is though, Thomas, you haven't been going for very long.
Do you show you another one?
Yeah. Do you not mind getting your hair wet in the cold? Oh, you have your swimming hat on there, don't you? Does that hurt getting your swimming pool on? Your swimming cap on?
Yeah, they're not off.
No. It's a little bit like an elastic band, isn't it, pulling your hair?
You know what? When you get up, it feels like you're stuck.
is it? Now you keep practicing, darling. I said you keep practicing swimming. It might take a while, but you enjoy going, don't you, love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't get water in your ears. Little mouse.
What?
Do you not mind getting water in your ears? Well, how come when I'm washing your hair you cause such a fuss?
Because it's right in my eyes.
Oh, is it your eyes you don't like? You don't mind it in your ears?
No.
I don't like it in my ears. Ooh.
I love it.
No, because when you've got a swimming hat on, the swimming hat goes over your ears, doesn't it? To protect your ears.
Or do you feel
you know, you savvy moggy. When you've got your swimming cap on, Thomas, does it go over your ears so you can hear what the teacher's saying?
And when the water is in your ears, it can't hear. Can I just have one more thing? What?
When you can't hear, what do you say? Pardon, not what?
I can still hear you a bit.
Can you? That feel nice?
I don't mind bumping my head.
Don't you?
It didn't hurt.
And what sort of things do you do at swimming, Thomas? What sort of things does the teacher get you to do?
Hello?
You have to do certain things. Do you take turns just from across the pool?
No.
No?
You do rocker's hands.
Rocker's hands?
No, rocker hands. Rocker dams.
Rocker dams? What's rocker dams?
You do that.
A rocker dance.
Do this.
I wish this was on video.
You can move like that.
Can you?
There's your
back.
And now, do I hear the sasa sang? How do you do it? Will you put your thing here and then put another leg here? But I can't really do it. You do your favourite tune when you're doing it.
Do you? You can sing your own tune. What do you sing?
It's one of those songs. Hey, hey, go to her lovely baby.
Don't know that one, Thomas.
Hey ho, off we go, find a little baby.
Yes, it is. Don't know the words though. Hey ho, off we go,
find a
little
baby. Hey ho, off we go, just long away to Perth.
Oh, stop that. Stop that. So is that one that the lady, is this a lady teacher or a man teacher?
Man.
A man. And is this a song he's taught you, or did you know it already?
It's the boss that's teaching me.
The boss? Straight to the top, eh?
I don't need a bucket, Sam. Wet my hair already.
You don't need a bucket to wet your hair, you don't know. I can just put shampoo on this and rinse it today, can't I? Is your water still warm though?
And then, when it's got soap and I glue my hair, then...
You could rinse it like that.
And do that!
Would you like to do that today for a change? Okay.
I'll tell you when it's shampoo time.
Alright. So what's your teachers called at swimming time?
I have 9 teachers.
9 teachers?
One's called Mrs. Bailey.
Mrs. Bailey?
Yeah.
You know Auntie Val?
No.
No, you do know Auntie Val? Auntie Val and Uncle Stuart?
I don't know that.
No, I'm just saying you're not at swimming, but you know Auntie Val?
Yeah.
She's called Mrs. Bailey. Right, so your swimming teacher's called Mrs. Bailey, and who else?
John.
John?
John Raxon. Henry.
Henry?
Yes, don't call Henry.
You're called Thomas Henry. So somebody teaches you called Henry.
I might go through now, because there's lots of Egyptian teachers. Mr. Dolphin.
Mr. Dolphin, I don't think so.
Mr. Golfing.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Golfing.
Mr. Golfing?
There's only lots of man before. I'm going to a lady in a minute. What's she called again? Tobietta.
Tobietta?
Yeah.
Not Henrietta?
No.
Tobietta?
Yeah. Congrines. Mrs. Congrine.
Mrs. Congrine? I think you're making names up
now. No, but the reason why I call Mrs. Congrine, Mrs. Bailey and Mrs. Thomas and Jackson.
Mrs. Thomas and Jackson?
Yeah. They work together.
Who's your favourite?
I'm in High Tides 11.
You're in High Tides 11, are you?
There's a one, and that means one, or two, or three, or four, and that, or five. And that means I'm just practicing for 11.
Alright.
After five, it's 11.
I think after five, it's six.
No, but for this, it's. Because I'm doing swimming talking, so let's show you swimming talking.
Yeah, swimming talking, okay.
And you're freezing quiet for this.
Do you? Well, you be quiet then.
Hello, Buddha-Zazad.
What's that swimming talking?
Hello, Lala-Zazad.
It talks gobbledygook to me.
I heard you. That's like, I'm stuck. I do you hello. And bye-bye.
Yes,
I'm doing hello first.
Okay. Is that hello? Right. Bye-bye.
I didn't really know I could do that. I do a funny when I'm running upstairs and I'm this. Yeah.
What's that mean?
Orangutan.
I don't know, it's a funny word in all.
Orangutan.
What's that mean?
I need the toilet.
Does it do that anyway, does it? There's somebody at the door, I shall have to.
La.
Right, I'll come straight back. Hello? She's going to get the door, you stay where you are, I'll come straight back.
What the door? The DJ's gonna stop on that. 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 DJ's gonna stop.
Is it been Robbie Williams again?
DJ's gonna stop on that. DJ's gonna stop on that.
Is that Robbie Williams you're singing?
Yeah. Now all this warm water needs to come on. There's cold water in here.
Well, it was probably warm when you put it in, David, but you know, if you leave it standing, I'd be like, cool, that's why I've just put some more hot water in the bathroom.
Oh no, that's freezing. I can put some more cold water in there if I want, can't I?
Yes, take that out and put some more.
No, that, from the, that.
Yes. Right, shall I do your hair now?
I'm wetting it, sir. And you know, if I put any more water in, my eyes are going like that. I'm going to go deeper.
So you're telling me about swimming. Are you going to come
over? I am.
You're going to tell me a little bit more about swimming.
All right. We need the little peg, though. So right at the bottom of the world, in the teeny little peg. And you swim upside side.
Upside down?
Upside
side.
Yeah, but if I need it even higher, I can just put a harness in.
No, I'm talking about swimming. You're just playing now with a toy in the bath.
What about if I want the... Right, you need the water levels, like, there.
Yeah,
like,
deep water, you mean.
Yeah, and I can put some of that water in. Like you do high tide twos.
High tide twos?
It tickles your legs.
Does it? Do you like doing it there, Thomas?
Yes.
Do you find your body floats well in the water?
Hello?
Do you find your body floats in the water?
I can't hear because of my eyes.
You can't hear because of your eyes?
No, my ear.
Your ears?
What?
So do you find that you float well in the water?
Yeah.
And have you made friends with any of the little boys and girls in your group?
Boy.
A boy, what's he called?
Adam.
Adam? Very nice.
He does short things.
Do you know where Adam lives?
Yeah.
Where?
You know on the Old Hill Road? Where Smara? You know Smara, next door to Smara?
Yes.
Adam lives there.
Does he really? Mm. See?
High Tides 2!
High Tides 2, is that the group you're in? And you've got two swimming hats, Thomas, in your bag. You've got a yellow one and a white one. No, you've got a yellow one and a white one. Which one do you actually swim with?
Yellow.
The yellow one.
And now I need more.
Do you have different coloured hats?
You're going to have red next.
All right. So do you change hats when you go up a group?
No, and you take the hats home and then you can keep the hats forever.
But what I mean is if you do well, do they put you into a higher group?
Yep.
And give you a different colour hat?
Yep. Oh, guess what?
What?
I'm working there, but guess what? Tomorrow I think they're going to give me a school certificate. Swimming good!
I think so.
I do swim good.
Good. You enjoy it, don't you?
I love High Tide 7 now.
High Tide 7, are you? Oh, yeah, High Tide 2 a minute ago. Is that practising in the bath? Right.
High Tide
7.
High Tide 7.
Well, you've just drawn a 7, have you, on the side of the bath? No.
Did it say 7?
I can't read it, not there. Do it on the inside of the bath. See if you can write then. That's a 7, yes.
High Tides. There's the waves.
And what's 2? Because you're in High Tides 2, aren't you?
No. Now I'm on High Tides 7. I'm really on High Tides 7.
Oh, yeah.
You need to break one of your bones first to do this.
You need to break one of your bones?
Yes.
What, before you can swim?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit traumatic. So you have to break a bone every Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
You need to break it before home time.
Yeah.
Mm. You need a real hammer, do.
No.
Now we're going to break it.
Do you remember what happened when you ran at the side of the pool?
I ran, I slipped when I was even walking.
You slipped when you were walking, so you know now, don't you? You have to be very, very careful at the side of a pool.
Because you might go...
No, what do you say to me?
Because on your feet you could go... I'm just demonstrating. You'll go...
You're demonstrating, aren't you?
And I break your toe bone.
Oh, dear.
That's what you can do. You
know Susie who goes to church?
Yeah.
Do you know her mum, Jill?
Yeah.
She's broken her toe. Because Jill, what's the little boy called? Oh, not Jill. Susie, what's the little boy called, the brother?
Jackson.
No, he's not. What's he called?
What's he called?
Anyway, whatever he's called, I can't think what he's called.
Yeah.
But Susie and the little boy and her brother had left some books on the floor. And their mummy, Jill, slipped on the box. And as she skidded, her big toe hit the door and she broke her toe.
So she was facing that way?
Mm. Well, she was facing that way, no, she wouldn't have done, but anyway, she did. And she's broken her toe, so that's a really good reason to pick toys and books and things up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you can trip over
and clear the water up.
Clear the water?
Yes. Good start. Hi, guys, too. I'm on
High Tide 47. High Tide 47? I think you'd be a really, really professional swimmer by then, don't you?
I am.
The lady who used to live in this house,
yeah,
was a very good swimmer, and she swam to represent Britain in the Olympic Games. And she won a silver medal, which means she came second. Gold is the first, then it's silver, then it's bronze, and she won a silver medal. And even now, we still get posts addressed to her. Olympic silver medalist, it says. Right, so I think before the water gets too cold, I know we've topped it up with hot water, but I think we need to get your hair washed, don't you?
No, I'm cleaning up the swimming pool.
I was just exercising that leg. Put all the water back in. Now the hot water makes it
even bigger. I can't hear what you said because
there's too much noise now. The hot water makes it even bigger. Hot water makes it even bigger, yes. The water that was in your toy dog and it was poured back into the bath makes it bigger, doesn't it?
That's what I
tell you.
I might get up my nose.
No, don't get water up your nose, otherwise you'll start coughing and spluttering and sneezing.
No! I need more water!
No, you're not having any more water.
And
when you look at the hair, I can. Yeah. Look, I think we need to get it done because the water, I've already put more hot in, it's going to get cold.
Okay,
and
that's
the house is not very warm, I don't want you getting off the sugar.
No, go, shh. go!
No, just for sake, sit down.
Sit back.
No, you can rinse your hair out. Right, face cloth there. Getting shampoo in your eyes. Okay. A little drop of shampoo on you.
Can I open
your
eyes?
No, not yet. Well, you can open your eyes, but you might get soap in them. And it shouldn't sting because it says no tears, but I bet it does sting. Right, put your head up, I can't see it. Oh, it smells nice, this baby shampoo.
Mm.
Put your head up now. There we are. You look like Grandad now. Your hair's not brown, it's grey. Voice suds. Soapy suds. Right, there you are, darling.
Yay, more jumpsuit to do.
Right, she goes to rinse it. I've not done that before, have we? You've no soap in the bathroom today, so I think it's all right. Does that feel funny when you've got suds in your hair? Does it feel funny when you've got suds in your hair?
It's not matter if it's got suds in your ear.
No, I'll use a cotton bud later to get it out. That's that lie back. Lie back. That's it. And I'll just gently pour water from the front with a cup. When you want to get to it, just tell me. How's that feel?
Mm.
Yes. Whoops-a-daisy. That's it. Okay, wipe your face.
Can you do it one more time?
Yeah, can do it again. That's it. Let's put your head in the water. That's it. Now rinse it gently from the front. How's that? Your hair does look funny when you've got your head in the water. It's all stuck up. It looks like you've got an electric shock. You look like a cockatoo or something like that. Excellent, Thomas. Very, very, very good. Right, so these little bits of soap now give you a wash, although I think you might have time you've been in the water and splashing around.
Can I get this soap off?
What did you want?
Get the soap off here.
Which means get the soap. Oh, yes, you can lie back a minute, but let's just give you a wash.
Yeah. Have you got more shampoo on?
No, I'm not shampooing your hair anymore. That's it. You were talking before about your neck. So there we are, the nice soapy suds on your neck. Right, have we done your feet?
No!
Let's do those smelly little feet then. No, they smell gorgeous. So stand up, please. Stand up properly, please. stand up properly. Right, turn around.
Oh, I did a little clump.
Pardon? What did you say?
The little clump.
Thomas. Sit down, please.
Wash my woody.
Right, sit down. Brush your teeth for you, but. Rinsing right, look. I'll just use the sponge around your neck.
That's it. What's this nice smell?
It's the soap. Now listen, be careful now because there's soap in the water. And I don't really want you getting soap in your eyes and ears now. Don't put your head back in the water now. You can lie back with your body, but don't put your head in because you rinsed your hair and got it nice and clean. And you lie back in this water now. It's got a soap. Sponge is broken up a bit. It's a little bit of sponge. Right,
imagine
that
goldfish.
Goldfish, yes. A little bit of broken sponge in it, which looks like a goldfish. Right, you're going to just lie back a little bit, but don't get your hair wet.
I don't wonder.
Don't you?
Goldfish just wander around.
Okay, I'll get some clear water now.
Let's get some breaking.
No, you don't. Break. You
I just need that little goldfish in the sea.
You want to do that, that's a new sponge. Just sit
quiet.
Sit down, please.
Oh, no, my favourite.
Right. Just clear water. Head right back. Clear water with a cup, you start crying. Pop it in your eyes. Right. Look at your baby, you've just been. Tell me all the things that you do in this pool. Now, this is the last one. Stop crying. When you cry, you can't stop. Do you know your eyes look a bit pink? Because I think it's because of all the water you've got. Yeah. Sweet, so you're going to stand up now, please. Let's play the buckets a few minutes.
Yeah!
Okay, don't let water on the floor.
Mix. Put some wine and mixture in.
Put some more in mixture. Is this only the bucket from the beaker? The cement mixer?
Yeah.
Put lots of wine mixture in. Be careful if it doesn't fall off because it'll go all over the floor. And you'll be in big trouble, won't you? What is it, cement?
No, wine mixture.
Wine mixture?
Wine mixture.
Oh, wine
Wine up and then it's lovely.
That's right, there's a little lip on the bucket which is good for pouring, isn't it? And you're using a clothes peg. What's that to do? To mix it up?
Yeah. You want it tasty?
Oh, yes, please.
I can put my arm in because I've washed it.
That's right, you put your arm in because you've washed it. Well, you have washed it, haven't you? You're well and truly washed today, yeah, I think.
Wines.
Do you make anything else apart from wine?
Yeah. Winders.
Winders? The best of the fruit jelly, aren't they?
No.
They're fruit and jelly sweets, aren't they?
Yeah. I just need to get the
light. Don't put your head. No. Don't put your head back in the water. Otherwise, if you do, no, that's enough now. No, you throw it.
No, I can't get you any wine.
You don't throw beakers of water.
No, I'm not going to give you any wine.
I don't care. You do not throw beakers of water across the bathroom.
Thanks. Okay, you get out of
it. No, I don't want it. I don't want you throwing beakers of water across the bathroom.
No, I'll give you wine. You get out of it.
Oh, I feel not myself. I'm just saying, don't get your head back in the water.
But you know, I need to rest. I put some there and you can't reach it.
That's alright.
And then the wine will be tasty.
Won't it?
No. And it'll be yucky.
Oh, I don't think you'd like it then in that way.
Okay, I'll make it nice.
What colour is the wine, Thomas?
Red.
Red wine. Mm. Sounds good.
Just checking any bits of wine.
Do you know what most wine's made from?
No.
Grapes.
I thought this red wine is made of red grapes.
Yeah, that's right. Black grapes, yes.
Oh yeah, it's my favourite. This is called Polysensality.
It's called what?
The wine's called Polysensality.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a very funny name. And the Dalmatian dog.
Yeah.
It used to be a bubble bath container. You're filling that now with wine. Is that your wine bottle?
Yeah.
And then when you screw the head back onto the Dalmatian, it's the top of the bottle, isn't it? And the cork. You're shivering now.
That's why this wine is freezing wine.
You say, well, red wine you serve at room temperature, but white wine...
Don't touch that because it can go fire easily.
White wine you put in the fridge. Keep chilled. Right, come on, let's get out then.
I'm just going to get the wine out. Okay. All the wine bits in.
Are you going to let me have it for a glass?
Yeah,
big glass. A glass of wine.
I usually put worms and slugs in there, but I've washed it.
Ooh, you usually put worms and slugs in there, but you've washed it. Come on, you're cold.
There might be some slime.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's beautiful. Very nice wine. Come on, tell me how you
can. I'll clean it. The mixer's stopped working. Press. Oh, it's
Everything stops at the vineyard, has it?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll just dry it.
Mum?
Yes.
Can you play with me when you get down?
Yes. Need to get your dress first.
I'm the red truck, you're the blue truck.
Okay.
The blue truck's in chapter, the red one is two. You carry the money to the red truck, and the red truck carries the money to back to you.
All right. Mr. Shivery Chattery Teeth. Let's just give you...
Mr. Fuzzy Teeth.
Mr. Fuzzy Teeth, that's double teeth. I'm going to give him a brush, that might warm
them up.
You think that would warm them up? Little brush. Use a cotton bud just to see if there's any water in your ears.
Like you always do.
Like I always do. Mm. Oh, poor turtle mouse, you are shivering. Well, I put more hot water in, but it didn't seem to last very long, did it?
No.
Never mind.
I think I was up in cold water.
I think you've been in the fridge with the white wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your teeth look nice anyway. My sparkling teeth. They start chattering now, brush them. You sound like a bee. little bee buzzing around, don't you?
Yeah.
A buzzy bee.
Sting!
Oh, that's not nice. Have you stung me? Poor mum. Poor mummy being stung.
I am a bad bee, and I'm a nice bee, but I've not seen you or stink up there.
Up there. Oh, the bear on the picture. Yes, we have a very small plaque on the bathroom door, and it's of a little bear in the bath. Look how many suits he's got, how many bubbles.
That's my easy name. Stink!
It's a very, very subsy bath. Lots of bubble bath in there. I didn't you being lazy?
Stink! I'm not stinging you, I'm stinging that bear. You can only touch my teeth because I love you.
Oh yes, that's right. You never let anybody touch you if they don't know you. Well, even if they know you, you don't, Tom. It should just be mummy or daddy.
When I go sting on you, that means I'm licking you.
Yeah. If Nana...
Sting.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to touch you to dry you.
Sting you. But bees can even sting grown-ups, can't they?
Oh, yes.
They can sting grown-ups even when they look after bees.
Yes, of course they can.
You look after bees, don't you?
Well, I don't, but a beekeeper does, and I know beekeepers that have been stung.
If then you're a beekeeper. A beekeeper.
A beekeeper.
Beekeeper.
A beekeeper.
Yeah, beekeeper. Sting!
Oh, you stung me on the bottom.
Yeah!
That's it, no honey for you, mister.
I make honey.
You make honey?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, but you need me to look after you because I'm a beekeeper.
And I've got honey in here.
Honey in your tummy, you sound like Winnie the Pooh.
My poo?
No.
Stink! Stink!
This
is where my butt is!
Alright, go into your bedroom and I'll join you in the
bathroom. No entrance! Yes, no entrance.
It's a bit of a strange sound. It sounds like Alice barking next door.
It is her. Alice, do you want to see his build his pyjamas? Next pyjamas?
Oh, yes, it didn't really sound like Alice though, because it wasn't like a proper bark. It was. It was very strange.
It must be a puppy.
I haven't got a puppy, have I? Right, let's just get some clothes on you, young man, before.
Well, who would like help?
Me, it was putting a towel over your face. Right, just pop your book down a minute.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, it must be her.
Oh, the doggy on the picture barking. Right, I'll read that to you in a minute.
Yes! Can we read the phone one too?
Yes, perhaps. Let's just get some nice... What's that?
Play.
I can't see it, it sounds loud.
There's a plane.
Where is it? Oh, there it is, it's the helicopter. You see it?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't look like the police helicopter.
It is! He had a blue light on the bottom.
I didn't see him, I thought it looked like an army helicopter. It was dark green.
The army helicopters have blue lights on the bottom.
I don't know. The police helicopters do it. The police ones are white and blue and red, and they look like police cars in the sky. But that one was dark green. It sounded quite low, didn't it?
Must be an army one. Mm. Well, it had, among the bottom, a blue light flashing.
You think so?
Must be a police, or ambulance, or fire plane. I can still hear that plane.
Yes. Might be on its way to Blackpool, and on Grundadar, to the seaside.
How do you like peepies at the seaside? How do you like peepies at the sea? There's lots of fish beside the sea, and we're coming on a ride to see. Big there, beside the seaside.
No.
How do you like peepies at the seaside?
Put your pants on.
Pants!
Come on, quick.
My pants are... People might jump on them because they're too tipsy. Aren't they?
I don't think anybody will bother to go from the conservatory to see you without pants on top. I don't think they'd be that interested, really, do you?
No.
I don't think so. Right, come on, just get your pants on. Quick. What's the matter? What's the matter? Your toe? I'll sort your toes out in a minute.
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with my toe.
Is there not? Not a problem?
There's nothing. There's nothing at them.
Are you?
Get my smelly feet.
They shouldn't be smelly after that nice bath,
they're
should
they? They're still smelly!
Oh, I hope not. I think they smell very nice.
I think they smell very terrible.
Do they?
Mum!
Yes?
You're a bad lady. You can only help. You can only see my pants on really and that people that know me and the bash me.
Well, no, you don't. Even people that know you, Thomas, they're private. You don't start showing things like that to other people. It's private. That's why you wear pants, to keep your bottom cold, to catch drips, and to keep them private.
And not show these. And not show these long things like
no,
that.
No, you don't. It's rude. I'll tell you now, if you go out and start doing things like that, you get in serious trouble. The policeman will come and he'll lock you in jail.
And then you put your pants if you want the toilet away.
Just stop it.
But I know, but I'm showing you. But the police won't let you out for to go to the toilet, will they?
The police wouldn't let you out full stop. It's private. You don't show it. Okay? Okay.
Well, listen.
Listen. Nobody should ever ask to see those bits either, Thomas. If you're having a bath and Mummy dries you or Daddy dries you or Nana and Granda, or if we're getting you dressed, but that's the only time. You don't show them, you don't talk about them. Okay? Private.
And who does talk about them?
Who?
Adam.
Right, well, you don't have to join in, do you? Pop your pants, your trousers on that, please.
My pants are here!
Thomas, put your trousers on.
I'll show you what pants look like.
Well, just have a little look then at your toenails and your fingernails, and we can put some nice warm socks on you.
This one.
Come on, put your trousers on, please. Let's brush your hair.
Well, no entrance. You've gone out on now is no entrance. No entrance, no entrance. You have no entrance.
Come on, hurry up.
Now I can get back on bed.
Come on, you don't need to be on the bed. Get your trousers on. Be sharpish, come on. What all these little bits and pieces are on your bed?
Gonna dance, join to the companion just
for you. Let's get your vest tucked in, stand up.
No.
Right, do you feel nice and warm now?
Yes.
Little fleecy top on.
Yes.
Looks nice, this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? That's it. We took that.
I think I see more sunglasses there.
Yes, I think there are more sunglasses. Oh, they might be the Thomas the Tank Engine one.
Look, they are.
Right,
so. Those people have got little bits of bucket. People are down there.
Oh, yeah?
I think they're washing the shed.
You think so? Let's sit down, please.
Can we wash our sheds?
No, I don't think our shed needs washing.
It's
a new shed, isn't it? Well, actually, these little jockey pigs, most of them are poor, right?
Hope they do.
This one. That now looks a little bit longer, that toenail, so we'll zap that one.
Zap,
I can
zap.
Hear that little girl with the red bucket, well, not the red bucket, the bucket over there.
That's why that window's not shut properly.
No, it's letting a bit of air in, isn't it?
It might even leave that open.
Yes, but it's locked, nobody can get in. It's just, it's called the ventilation thing, Tom. I can open it a little bit and I can lock it so that nobody else can open it from the outside, but it just lets a tiny bit of fresh air in.
A teeny ladybird come in?
Oh yes, it could let insects in, but they probably wouldn't come because they can't see it's open. But when you're in bed at night,
yeah,
it can get terribly hot in here and the door's shut. It's only a small room, isn't it?
I want a desk here. From the desk here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the desk in the spare room is better, really.
For me. It's better for me, that desk in the spare room, isn't it?
Yes.
For me, isn't it? They're playing the that desk.
Oh, well, the big one's Daddy's desk. You can't play with Daddy's desk, but he's got all his computer equipment on it. Very happy, would he, if he got his work spoiled?
But he doesn't use it.
Oh, he does, Tom.
Does not. He never goes in there, so I can make mess.
No, he can.
I can.
Can you go in there and make mess? He's got to tidy it up.
You.
Yes.
Ta-da!
When you're going in there, so I don't want anyone going in to make a mess. Especially if that's all you're going in to do. Right, we'll just do this little...
Ow!
Jackie pig, that hurt, really.
Ow.
No, ow. You're just saying ow.
Wait, did it?
Did it the first time. Did it hurt the first time?
Yep.
But the other snips haven't hurt, have they?
One has. Two has.
Right, we'll just do this little one here.
Teeny, skinny.
Tiny, tiny one at the end, look.
Ow! Doesn't hurt you, does it?
Well, it doesn't hurt me because I'm cutting it. What if I got the scissors stuck? But I wonder if the vacuum cleaner's still up here.
Bet you know it is.
Right, can I have a foot, please, for a sock? Another foot for another sock. Where's the other sock? Oh, here we are. Right, put some nice warm slippers on. Yes. Well, actually, it isn't a cold day, it's just because you've just had your bath.
Can you play with me? Slippers!
Yes, slippers. There we are. Can you feel comfy still?
No.
Why?
When I walk everywhere, they hurt. Ow!
No, you're Thomas, you haven't even put it on.
Mum.
Where do they hurt?
I knew this!
They can't hurt, because they can't hurt. They can't hurt because they're big enough. And you've chosen, you actually chose those slippers. I bought all the others for you. The only thing is, I like the ones that you've sort of put your foot in and wrapped the Velcro strap round.
Do you like...
Right, sit back, please.
Do you like those Pokemon?
Yes, do you like those?
Yeah, Pokemon. Do you see big for me, aren't they?
They were.
No,
be silly.
No.
Thomas. Yeah. Don't hurt, it'll hurt more if you need it. That didn't hurt, did it?
No.
No, I don't think they were very big when you got them. They were present, weren't they? I think they're all right now. Two pairs of slippers.
Oh, can I have that other piece, girl? 100 ambulances, 1900 fire engines, 101 taxis, 102 buses, 102 fire engines.
And where would we put all those? We wouldn't have time to play with them all.
What?
Not little.
I could have play with them all every single day.
Well, I'm sure you could play with what you've got. You've got quite some sort of emergency vehicles, haven't you?
No.
You haven't got quite so many now with loud sirens, have you?
No. That's why Dad's jokes. I'm not getting any sirens on.
Sorry?
Dad's checking that I've not got any loud sirens.
Yeah, I'm sure Daddy checks that before he gets anything.
I bet you would say, robot in the bin. There's too much noise, look it.
Daddy probably just take the battery out. You did that with something, didn't you, man? I bet you remember.
Yeah, I took the battery out of that lobster.
You did, yes. Thing is, though, when Daddy's watching the news and he asks you to be quiet.
I don't.
You don't. So that's what happens. He gets very cross and then he takes the battery out. He's only done it once. And let's brush those beautiful golden locks. Your little hair. Looks nice. It always smells beautiful when you've just had it shampooed, doesn't it?
No, I didn't. You're not that bad.
Do you not want me to read that book to you?
No.
No. There we are. Beautiful.
Can I just do something with the sign? You get out and I'll just...
Alright, watch you don't drop your fingers in the hinge, otherwise...
Already hurt it now.
We'll need one of those ambulances that you're talking about.
Need a double one for that.
Right, what's that sign say?
Danger.
Danger? Did you write it yourself?
Yeah.
You've drawn a big red circle.
Dad did a circle, I did that.
Oh, I thought you'd done a circle. Right, Daddy must have drawn a big red circle on a white piece of paper and you put a cross in the middle, have you? And does that mean danger? Keep out. That's your bedroom.
Can you do signs I haven't say, don't push, and don't say, Mum, don't come in.
Aww, do you know Mummy in your bedroom?
Yeah, Mum. But Mum don't come in the bedroom, but I'm standing saying don't push, and no Mum's allowed with a cross on, a red cross, but you can come in when I shout for very okay.
Okay, right.
Can you just don't push the door like that,
yes.
And no Mum allowed.
Right.
A bit for Mum.
And a cross going through.
Yeah, right. Like you're here and I'll do a red cross.
Right.
Yeah, and when you can come through on the shelf, it's okay.
Okay, because I can't just barge in without knocking.
No.
Checking first. Okay, that's fair enough. It's your private space, isn't it?
You can just, don't.